The World Health Organization announced a program this week which they hope will help stop a drug-resistant form of tuberculosis from killing hundreds of thousands of people. Chris Altieri has this report.
In the United States, two people are under protective custody because they have a strain of tuberculosis which is resistant to treatment. One of them caused an international scare when he traveled to Europe for his wedding and honeymoon, causing health officials to put out an international warning. This strain of tuberculosis, known as XDR-TB, cannot be cured by any known drug regime. In the past, tuberculosis was called consumption because it seemed to consume people from within, with a bloody cough, constant fever, and a slow, wasting decline until the sufferer died. In the early 20th century, TB caused over 10% of all deaths in industrialized Europe. But this changed by mid-century when ready access to vaccines and, more importantly, antibiotics put a halt to the disease's death toll. Dr. Paul Nunn is a specialist on drug resistance at the World Health Organization's Stop TB Department. He says XDR-TB could reverse this.
Many cases of XDR-TB are untreatable, and therefore we are facing the possibility of turning to the pre-antibiotic era when all we have is sunshine and sanatoria. We're not going to get new drugs within the next 5 years or so.
The WHO is calling for $2 billion to be invested over 2 years in helping countries improve the management of basic tuberculosis, which will hopefully stop drug-resistant strains from emerging. They also want help in identifying and managing existing cases of XDR-TB. The health agency estimates that more than 130,000 lives could be saved by implementing the plan. I'm Chris Altieri.